Now we are back to the news, and City Hall steps up, as you may have heard last week, as a new COVID vaccination centre in place of Castle Quarter. Then there are a couple of reports on Norwich City Football Club's last two matches in the Premiership. First, however, two stories involving charities. Having experienced mental health issues, a Norwich City fan has completed a running challenge to help support others. James Hastings, 23, decided to cover the distance of the 24 football grounds in the Championship Division, where the Canaries were situated when he began the challenge in early 2021. The former Norwich School pupil, who now lives in Clapham, covered 1,939 kilometres, starting and finishing at Carrer Road, in aid of the mental health charity Mind. During the duration of the fundraiser, Mr. Hastings pulled on his running shoes in varying conditions, from 35 degrees heat to snow and hail. Having completed his challenge alongside friends at Carrer Road on New Year's Eve, Mr. Hastings has currently raised £3,750 for Mind, after setting his target of £3,125. Mind provides advice and support to anyone experiencing a mental health problem. The charity works in partnership with the English Football League to raise awareness of mental health and to encourage people to open up to seek help.
A Norwich teenager has expressed her shock and happiness at winning the Stepper Mammoth Design Competition for the Go-Go Discover Sculpture Trail. Charity Break will be holding Go-Go Discover 2022 between Monday, June the 27th and Saturday, September the 10th, with a mighty herd of the prehistoric sculptures to celebrate the deep history coast of Norfolk, being home to the discovery of the largest and oldest mammoth ever found in Britain. As part of this, readers of our sister paper, the EDP, were challenged to decorate our sponsored sculpture by paying homage to our county. This summer, scores of dinosaur creations will be placed around Norwich, with the mammoth designs popping up in locations across Norfolk. May Sullivan, 16, from Norwich, was named the winner. Her designs, which were inspired by the Norfolk Broads, coast and wildlife, will be recreated on a sculpture by Norfolk-based artist Alex Egan, which will join at least 23 others at some treasured locations across Norfolk. The 16-year-old said, "I was surprised and I never imagined winning."
Norwich's new COVID-19 vaccination hub has welcomed its first appointments after moving across the city. As of this week, the city's main vaccination centre is housed within the headquarters of Norwich City Council, the unmistakable landmark of City Hall. Previously, the centre had been held within the food court of the Castle Quarter, where it had been situated for more than a year. Following the move, the first set of jabs has been given at the new site, with people now taking up their boosters inside the Art Deco Civic Building. The latest patients joined more than 220,000 people to receive their booster doses of the vaccine in the past month in Norfolk and Waveney alone. The figure means that now 83% of those eligible to receive their boosters in the region have now done so. The figure means that now 83% of those eligible to receive their boosters in the region have now done so, with more than 620,000 third doses being given out in total. The City Hall Vaccine Hub is accessible via Bethel Street entrance of the site and is operating 7 days a week, between 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. and until 7:30 p.m. on Thursdays. The centre offers walk-in booster appointments and first doses for those aged 12 to 15, and booked appointments for people aged 12 to 15 in need of their second doses.
Norwich City's gloomy Premier League season yielded another disappointing result as they fell 2-0 defeat at high-flying West Ham. Despite a much improved performance, the Canaries have extended their goalless run to 6 matches in the Premier League, breaking a club record from back in 2006 that included a cup game. Over 9 hours of football have passed since Timo Pukki's strike against Newcastle United back in November. Jared Bowen's brace condemned Dean Smith's side to their 10th successive league defeat as question marks around their competitiveness at this level intensify. The Hammers could have won by a bigger margin on the night, having another goal chalked off for offside in the first half. Adam Eder went closest to scoring for the Canaries in the second period, but saw his thunderous shot from range pushed into the post spectacularly by Lukasz Fabianski. It may have been an improved all-round performance from City, but this was still short of the standard required to remain in the division.
Dean Smith hopes Norwich City's stirring 2-1 Premier League win over Everton will shut up the critics. Smith's struggling side ended a run of 6 top-flight games without a point or a goal in a spirited Carrow Road home win. The Canaries now head to relegation rivals Watford on Friday the 21st, sitting above both Newcastle and Burnley in the table. I have not looked at the table for a couple of months. I was just concentrating on the next game, said Smith. That's all we can do. Those points have been hard to come by. Hopefully, we are now starting to turn a corner and we have a big game against Watford. We have always had a belief in the dressing room, but when you are not scoring or losing games, it can knock the stuffing out of you.